the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson. Join Agata OK in episode 121 as we explore the profound impact of ending cycles of abuse and embracing a life of freedom, healing and empowerment.
Holistic healing is, in my understanding, is, you know, working with your soul, working with your soul purpose and diving much deeper than the surface here on planet Earth. And to me, the massive help that I've received and support was from my own ancestors and angels, because they are the creatures, the energy beings who their sole purpose now is to help and support human beings in their journey and give them the boost of love and unconditional support needed for them to carry on. So if you believe that there is much more in here than just your physical eye can see, and you open yourself up for a whole new level of support and love.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
And welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast, the space where stories of strength, resilience, and transformation unfold. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, and I am honored to be your guide on this journey of empowerment and healing. Today, we have a very special episode tailored just for you. Whether you're driving, sipping a cup of tea, or simply taking a moment for yourself, I want you to know that you are in a safe space. Healing Through Love is more than a podcast. It's a community. It's a beacon of hope and a reminder that you are not alone. In this episode, we have a guest who will share a story that resonates with the core of our mission, a story that illuminates the power of love, resilience, and the unwavering strength that lies within each of us. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let the healing journey begin. But before we dive into today's inspiring conversation, a quick reminder. If you find value in our episodes, consider supporting us by subscribing, sharing, and leaving a review. Your engagement helps us reach more hearts and spread the message of healing. And today, my guest is Aga OK. And Aga is going to be discussing with us overcoming narcissistic abuse with the help of a holistic healing. And Aga is... Aga is a holistic coach and a therapist who is of service to women who, like her, have experienced domestic violence and narcissistic abuse. For 5 years, five years ago, she fled her DV with her three-year-old daughter and was placed on an intensive journey and healing and rediscovery, reconnecting with her spiritual gifts and understanding her role in a family as a cycle breaker. She is dedicated to inspire and help other women end cycles of generational abuse. She calls herself a unicorn in a field full of horses, which beautifully describes her personality as well as her mission on this planet. Aga, thank you so much for joining the Healing Through Love podcast. It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I don't want you to, you know, dive too deep into your journey, but, you know, how did you find yourself doing what you're doing today?
Well, I feel, you know, it was like a shower, like a very cold shower, when I got to the place when I was very honest with myself and I realized that I cannot carry on, you know, I cannot carry on bringing the abuse to the future generations of my lineage. I do not want the same future for my daughter as I experienced, as every single woman in my family experienced before me. You know, I was the first one to put a stop on it. And thanks to me being ready, sending the signal to the universe that, okay, I am ready for change. I am that change that will then benefit myself, the situation of me, of my family, and then also for the future me. That was the moment when I realized, you know, I have been carrying this on generation by generation, and I don't want to continue. And I have been placed on a path of healing and rediscovering my gifts, because when I was a little girl and I told my caregivers about the things that I've seen, about the things that I knew and I felt, and you know, it was not really welcomed, right? I was made to feel like I was different, I was weird, I was, you know, what I knew was even a bit dangerous, right? So I have pushed it very deeply inside me, and being able to stand right there and then ready, I have rediscovered, you know, I have met many beautiful souls all along my journey who reminded me that you have the gift and you can heal yourself, and thanks to healing yourself, you can help others.
Absolutely. And generational trauma really is something that a lot of us live with, and you know, it's really hard to break that cycle. I know I did that with my children. I grew up in a violent home, and I was sexually assaulted by my father over a number of years. So I didn't want to bring that abusive behavior to my children's world. Mm-hmm. And so I do know how to break that generational cycle, but it's hard for a lot of us because we've lived with it for so long. You know, so overcoming, you know, that and changing the pattern of abuse within the family, it can be quite difficult.
Absolutely, especially because when you are born within your family, you are inheriting all of those karmic cycles, and it's something so natural, right? It's something that is already there, so why would you change it? And as well, I feel like it's extremely important to say, you know, if there is an abuse going on within a family, then it is so often not spoken about, right? Because it's within a family, so it's a secrecy, right? It's secret. It's, you know, nobody speaks about it. No one is being called out until the moment when the cycle breaker arrives, right? And they are the ones to call it out, to call it by its name, first of all, and then it causes a lot of, it's like a tornado, right, within the family, because you know, family members very often, they don't even want to acknowledge that there is an abuse going on. They don't want to call it by its name. And as cycle breakers, I always call us unicorns in a farm, in a field full of horses, because there is a term called black sheep of the family, and I feel it has such a negative impact. It has such a negative narrative, right? Because I am not a black sheep. I am that unicorn. I was born within my family for this purpose, to break those cycles and replace them with something so beautiful and beneficial for everyone, that I feel like it's such an important role, and it's an honor to be that unicorn in a field full of horses. And yes, and I called the abuse by its name. I called every single person out. And today, you know, it resulted in me not having contact with them, but I feel like it's much more beneficial for me than having contact with them, than, you know, exposing myself to the abuse and therefore exposing my child to the possible abuse that I have experienced. And I don't want this. So I chose myself, I chose my happiness, and I chose my freedom. And because I chose myself, my daughter will not have to experience the patterns. She will not be inheriting them. She will not be living by them, and she will not be repeating them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, It's always good when, we cycle breakers. And I want to ask you, Aga, how can we find our voices after abuse? It is so important that we speak up for ourselves and, we share our experiences with others. But how can we find that voice to be able to share our experience?
That is an excellent question because I would say always after you've been experiencing an especially narcissistic abuse or any sort of abuse, you are being made to believe that everything you say is a lie. Even you start to believe yourself that maybe I make this up because there was so many times whilst I was going through the abuse when I was like this, I was like, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just making it bigger than it is. Maybe I overthink everything. Maybe, this poor guy, I should just leave him alone. Maybe he's not doing anything. And he made me to believe that if I go to court, if I go anywhere, like nobody will believe me because he created such a perfect public persona, right? So finding your voice, it's very difficult because on one part of you needs to speak about what happened to her, needs to make someone aware of what was going on. And the other part of you is like, but no one is gonna believe me. Nobody will want to listen to me because you were made to believe nobody will, because that was the interest, that was in an interest of an abuser to make you believe like this. But when you start speaking up, just find even one person to tell it to tell your story to, or even tell it to yourself, to the mirror, right? Look at yourself in the mirror and listen to yourself voicing it all out. Because when it's all in your head, it's all over the place, right? But once you voice it out, once you talk about it, you'll be able to hear it all. And that happened with me. I phoned an old friend of mine and I said to her, look, things I've told you about my marriage, about my relationship, they were not really exactly what I said it was. Because, when you experience the abuse inside of your home, you want the outside world to think that you're doing so well, that everything is fine. You don't want them to know what's happening. And I was so embarrassed and ashamed, even in front of my own mother, to admit that, you were right about him. Because, it takes a lot of courage, but you just need to answer yourself this simple question. What is more beneficial to you? Carrying on as you are, or facing the uncomfortable truth, doing it for yourself so you can, take a step forward. Because with every little thing that you do, start talking to someone about it, acknowledge that, okay, and take responsibility that something is not right. You are the one. You put yourself in the situation for a reason, but you can also take yourself out of this situation. And I think that's the key, realizing what is best for you. And then once you realize that, once you make that decision, send that signal to the universe, I'm ready, the path will unfold in front of you. You don't have to know every single step on your journey. You just need to know that one step that you're gonna take.
Absolutely. I came to the realization at the beginning of this year that I'd been living in an abusive relationship for the past 30 odd years. I don't know what prompted this realization. I have no idea, but for me to realize that it was like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders when I realized that the things that had been happening to me weren't okay, and that the abuse was so subtle that I hadn't realized it. I don't know whether I'd read something somewhere or it just came into my view that this is what was happening to me. But for 30 odd years I've been living in this abusive relationship and not realized it, and maybe or perhaps I had realized it but didn't want to believe it. But I think it's quite difficult when it's so No, I don't know, something that have lived with such a long time that you don't perhaps realize that you are living in an abusive relationship and that, you are more worthy than what you give yourself credit for.
Absolutely. And when you realize that, it is like you've said, the weight has been lifted off your shoulders. But at the same time, exactly, there comes this, I would call it an anxiety, because then you start wondering, okay, what now? What's gonna happen now? How am I gonna do all of this? And very often, especially women, when they want to escape an abusive relationship, when all so many of those questions start to pop into your head, it feels like it's such a difficult mountain to climb. And unfortunately, very often people choose to stay in the abusive relationships because they already know what they can expect. They already know that feeling. They know the situation. They know the energy around all of that. And to break that pattern, to step out of it, it's extremely uncomfortable, let's be honest, because you have to face so many difficult decisions, so many, it's a life-changing situation. You're taking this step that will change the whole trajectory of your life, and it is scary.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it totally is. And I'm still living with my husband because he's got Alzheimer's, and so I don't want to just abandon him when he, is in need of care. So I'm still living in that type of relationship. And I've sort of c come up with strategies now so that, I don't put myself into, I mean, he's not physically abusive, so I'm safe in that regard, but it's just the narcissistic behavior that I've had to learn to overcome in the last few months, and I'm going through that healing process. But with what you do, you promote holistic healing. How can you help, or give some advice or strategies for our listeners today on how they can overcome narcissistic, I really have a difficulty saying that word, abuse, through holistic healing.
Holistic healing is, in my understanding, is working with your soul, working with your soul purpose, and diving much deeper than the surface here on planet Earth. And to me, the massive help that I've received and support was from my own ancestors and angels, because they are the creatures, the energy beings who their sole purpose now is to help and support human beings in their journey and give them the boost of love and unconditional love and unconditional support needed for them to carry on. So if you believe that there is much more in here than just your physical eye can see, and you open yourself up for a whole new level of support and love, and as like I said before, work of a cycle breaker, it could be very lonely, because it could get to the point when none of your family members or old friends will speak to you. And when you open yourself up for support of your ancestors who have lived the life that you were living at up to that point, they are the experts in the field. Who, some of the ancestors, once they cross, they really want to help the cycle breaker, the unicorn in the family. They really want to help them breaking those cycles, identifying more of them, and calling everything as it is. And they've got so much beautiful insights and wisdom to share, because they do not have the human characteristics, like the judgment, and they're not interested in any of that. They're only interested in supporting you in your journey, helping you breaking those karmic patterns that they used to some of them create even, or you know, they used to repeat themselves. So I feel like, you know, it is an absolute honor to be able to connect with the ancestors, and anyone can do that. Obviously, you know, with the right support and guidance, but everyone can do this, and everyone can access support of their own ancestors and angels. And you know, for someone, it might be funny, right? But for me, I have lived with this for so many years, and I have been able to get the help of these beings, and you know, for me it works, and I am always open for all the signs, all the communication, and I can recognize the signs, because they will always, you know, your angels, your ancestors, they will always communicate with you in the way that you understand. So, and they will never give you anything that you are not ready for. So if you have that in mind, I feel, you know, it's a road to success, because you have all the tools needed to do the work. And when you are not alone, when you have that feeling you are not alone, you can move mountains.
Absolutely. Yeah. I often think that holistic healing is, you know, it's can be beneficial to a lot of people. And sometimes, as you say, you need to be able to listen and hear, you know, from your guides, guardians, angels. And sometimes it's not so easy for some of us who are, you know, a little bit closed-minded about the whole process. But, you know, I think if you just open up your heart and open up your mind, you know, the solutions will come to you, or they'll be given to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can always start with asking your guides, asking your angels for a little sign that they are there, that they are in your presence, and just open yourself up, and you will be surprised how quickly you will receive that sign. And, you know, I feel like this is another extra boost of feeling secure, because, you know, there is this whole stigma about healing and working with, you know, other spiritual beings that are not humans here on earth. It is, you know, I've heard so many stories, and, you know, but if you are open, if you open your heart, it doesn't cost you anything to open your heart, and just, you know, a little bit of curiosity. I think every single person on this planet has that curiosity in them, and just check it out, just try, and you will be surprised how it will make you feel, because presence of your angels, when they are present in your space, it's so uplifting. You feel so safe, and you will feel much better, trust me, because, you know, I was scared of it, right, due to my own childhood. I was scared of my gifts, and when I, you know, someone needed to hold my hand, but they did. And I realized that it's such a safe space. It's the safest space I've ever been to.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I agree with you. It's just opening your heart, and taking a listen. Now, Aga, your business is called Mama from the Moon, and you are on Instagram. Where can people find you? Anywhere else?
Yes, well, I am on TikTok. I don't share much on there, but there is loads of videos about, you know, the ancestral healing, the breaking of the cycles. But yeah, mainly I am on Instagram, and yeah, that's how you can find me and get in touch.
Wonderful. So that's Aga OK at on Instagram with Mama from the Moon. Aga, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I had a really lovely time.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.